Y'all seen that, right? Y'all saw that? What y'all think? Y'all think that was real or no? I don't know. I don't know if that, I don't know. Y'all leave y'all comments below, but yeah, what's understood don't need to be explained. You feel me? I'ma just leave that there. So I was watching Gilly and Wallow's show, and they had DJ Envy and Charlamagne Tha God on there. And DJ Envy went out and said this.
So Pete come in the office, right? I'm with a young lady. I ain't gonna say the young lady. I'm with the young lady in the office. So the young lady, when he leaves, she was like, yeah, I just met Pete. She was like, you know, the funny thing is, when I seen him, I looked. I said, never mind. I said, what, you looked at his sweatpants? I said, I did too. You know what he's supposed to
do? Oh, man.
Pause.
Now, I'm just going to be honest with y'all. They too old to be playing these games. They too old to be playing them weird games. I don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? I don't get what that's about. But they're doing it. They, you know, got the rainbow flag in the back and all of that. You know what I'm saying? It's what they on, type of time they on. But this is an agenda that's being pushed. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't for you and me. It's for the younger kids. When you driving your kids to school and you got that show on in the car, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the Breakfast Club, for those that don't know, you know what I'm saying? You know, they saying little funny stuff on the radio, your kids hearing it. And when your kids leave the car, they go into school and they got these people reading to them. You know what I'm saying? You know, your kids are seeing this all day. They come home from school on the cartoon, they showing them some wild stuff. It's like, yo, you know, I don't understand it. I ain't got nothing against the rainbow people or whatever like that, but yo, y'all got to chill, son. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to chill, man. They got to chill, man. Y'all doing too much, man. Why are y'all forcing it, man? You know what I'm saying? It's like a kid. I don't want to eat Brussels sprouts. I don't like that. Why are you forcing me to eat this? You know what I'm saying? Weird stuff. They too old for that anyway, like, you know what I'm saying? Charlamagne and Envy, y'all too old for that, man. You know what I'm saying? I know Envy's wife came out and said that she ain't had an O in years. She ain't busted nothing in years. Like, what's going on with these industry dudes, man? Maybe Terry Crews was right. Maybe that stuff do go on in Hollywood or the entertainment business. You want to get down with it? As I don't. Talk about AI, these AI songs. Kanye West got an AI song. Tupac got an AI song. Biggie got one. Drake got one. Jay-Z got one. Who else? Any, you name it. Kendrick Lamar got an AI song. This is damaging to anybody that wants to become a rapper. Or to the D-list celebrities. You know what I'm saying? The whole music industry is going down the toilet anyway. Good riddance. I'm tired of that shit anyway. I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm tired of rappers. I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm tired of rappers, man. I really am. I'm tired of talking about them. I'm tired of looking at them. I'm tired of rappers, man. They ain't doing nothing. They ain't doing nothing for us. They ain't doing nothing for us. Nothing for the people. AI, though. This shit is bad because you listening to a soulless, you know what I'm saying, song. There's no soul in it. You know what I mean? Just computer generated. You know, these people trying their hardest to duplicate the soul, which they can't do. You know what I'm saying? So now they're giving artists and rappers, you know, a way that they can sell their soul. You know what I'm saying? Have a longer legacy. But the bad part about this is that there's a lot of people that's going to be out of jobs. And I'm talking to the D-list rappers that watch this shit. And the songwriters, the producers, the A&Rs, the PRs, the managers. All y'all going to be out of, even YouTubers that talk about rappers. We all going to be out of a job once this AI shit take over? What you gonna talk about? A fake robot said something in the beef? What we gonna talk about? That shit ain't real, you know what I'm saying? They already putting the AI in the NBA, so, I mean, like, you know, I feel like they gonna get rid of all of these celebrities. We don't gotta pay y'all nothing. We just gonna duplicate you. You didn't already gave us your soul, you know? You just gonna duplicate you and put you on a track. Some white kid from fucking Spain is typing your lyrics and making you rap about cats and cows. You know what I'm saying? You know how dangerous that is? That shit is dangerous. That AI shit is very dangerous because they can use Jay-Z voice to project anything they want.
Actually, let's see if AI can make a better Drake song than Drake. Write a Drake verse about how he doesn't like beans and chili. I don't want no kidney beans, no black beans, no pinto. I want my chili to be packed with flavor, not just full of filler. He's dropping bars. I want to taste the beef and spices.
Pause.
It's not just a bland bean. Drizzy, Drake, talk to him. All right, let's copy this verse, put it in an Uber Duck, synthesize.
Test the beef and spices, not just a bland bean.
Got that Drake, yo. What's going on?
You got these diehard fans that'll literally cry and fall out over Jay-Z when they see him. And if Jay-Z is on a song talking about do this, do that, do this, do that, and then the person is like, oh, Jay-Z said it, you won't even know. You're gonna have a lot of people misguided and led down the wrong path. You know, but this is the world we live in. It can't run from AI, right? Can't run from it. It's here. It's here, man. Shit generate beats and all of that. You ain't even need no producers no more. Write a lyric. The only people that's gonna be useful is the engineers, cause you gotta mix and master the song. But as far as the songwriters, the managers, what you gonna manage a robot? What you gonna do? You gonna manage? They don't actually need the physical rapper no more, because the physical rapper, right? They could just you just stay home. You know what I'm saying? We gonna pay you for your voice. Just give me your soul, because your voice is your soul. Just give me your soul, sign this contract, and we can use your voice to say whatever we want it to say. You know what I'm saying? We want you to start a beef with this person. We're going to type it up, have you beefing with them, have you saying all kind of crazy stuff on the record. It ain't even you. You at home. You know what I'm saying? I ain't write that. Yo, I ain't say that. Yeah, but it was you, though. They tried that shit last year with the artificial intelligence rapper. We wasn't jacking it. Then they was like, oh, let's not put a face behind it. Maybe they'll accept it then. It's like that movie, Trading Places, with the guy betting the dollar. You know what I'm saying? Or who, you know what I'm saying? It's the same thing, bro. This world is weird. We're living in a weird world. You know? We're living in a weird-ass world, man. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to tell people no more. You gotta... accepted. Yeah, man, it's crazy though. I ain't gonna lie, it's crazy, man. But I'm not jacking this AI thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not jacking it. I don't like it at all. You know, I don't like it at all. If you like the AI music, leave your comments below and tell me how it can benefit. You know what I'm saying? But I don't see no benefit from it. I just see a lot of people out of jobs.
10 years, it has quietly created the biggest company in the world. This is the story of a robot called Aladdin. It's Wall Street's best kept secret, and it's gobbling up every asset class across every industry. Aladdin now controls $21 trillion of our global economy. To put that in perspective, that's more than the $20 trillion GDP of the US or the $15 trillion GDP of the entire European Union. The New Statesman wrote, "The total physical cash of all 7 billion people and every company, bank vault, wallet, and piggy bank in the world is around $5 trillion. Aladdin has grown into a system responsible for more than four times the value of all the money in the world." This one robot directs the actions of the US Federal Reserve, almost every major bank and investment fund on Wall Street, and over 17,000 traders. It controls half of all ETFs, 17% of the bond market, 10% of the global stock market, and carries out 250,000 trades every day and billions of forecasts every week. Year after year, it hoovers up trillions of data points on every market, every company, every asset, and now even each of us, what we buy, sell, and say, so that it knows what to buy and what to sell far better than any human being. Every major bank, company, and investment fund has come to rely on Aladdin and its all-powerful AI and algorithms to beat the market. And if they didn't, they've collapsed and failed in Aladdin's wake. And you know what the craziest part of this story is? This robot is just getting started. So where did Aladdin come from and how did it get so powerful? Aladdin is the brainchild of Larry Fink, the founder of BlackRock, and its total dominance has made his company the biggest shadow bank in the world and the most powerful company on Earth.